It's no secret. Health insurance is insanely expensive in Connecticut. And in fact, it's gotten so bad that more and more people are not even getting insurance because they have to pay for groceries or pay for other things. And they'd rather take the risk and not be insured at all. Well, the Connecticut Insurance Department just released its proposed 2026 health insurance rate increases. And if accepted, I believe we will see a bigger pinch for residents and probably more people who will forego getting insured. Joining us now, State Senator Tony Huang, who is the ranking Republican leader on the Insurance and Real Estate Committee. Senator Huang, by the numbers you released over the weekend, it looks like the average requested increase for plans on Connecticut's individual market is more than 17%. Small group market seeing over 13% of a price hike. How were those percentages even determined? What are you hearing?
Well, these are requests made by the insurance companies that participate in Connecticut. And it's ironic and it's boding for bad news when they release it on late Friday afternoon. But Melissa, it's deja vu all over again. Just another annual double-digit rate increase request. They're really a gut punch to families and small businesses already fighting to stay afloat, as you said. They have to make choices between putting food on the table, paying their mortgage, or buying insurance to protect their loved ones and employees. And it's just a terrible, terrible economic hardship disguised as annual insurance rate filings. You need to understand, over the past 10 years, we have seen over 100% increase in health insurance that is catastrophically expensive for families and small businesses. And it's remarkable to me that we continue to put pressure and create unsustainable and unaffordable increases to Connecticut families and businesses.
So, Senator Huang, a couple of things. First of all, you had mentioned that it is like deja vu. I think you and I, for the last 3 or 4 years, have had this almost same conversation. Maybe the numbers are different, but same kind of concept. What did happen, you know, just the previous year? How much did it go up? Because I know there was bipartisan support in blocking their rate increase, but I believe it did go up ultimately.
It did. We had increases similar to these numbers, and it's a reflection of the cost of healthcare delivery, and they're basing it on actuarial numbers of healthcare costs, impacting by prescription drug cost, by medical devices, by service delivery, by our hospital cost, inpatient surgery, outpatient surgery. So it's an entire ecosystem of healthcare that is absolutely unsustainable and increasing in double digits all over the country. And in fact, I will share this, is the fact that, you know, I've been working so hard in looking at real solutions and advocacy. In fact, this year alone, I was the lone Republican voice supporting all three of these landmark reform bills that were proposed by Governor Lamont to tackle, one, prescription drugs, number two, to tackle insurance requests like these for transparency and accountability. Number three, to look at capping of costs of our hospital inpatient out-of-network visits and doctor's visits. These three issues were very controversial. The hospitals and the doctors hated the capping at 240% to Medicaid. The insurance companies hated the affordability provision, which said, if you don't provide us all the data that we need to benchmark and to find out how much it costs to do your business instead of these double-digit increases, they reserve the right for the insurance company to dock 2 percentage points. And number three, to look at prescription drug cost that is impacting so many people that depend on them. Unfortunately, most of the provisions were inserted into different bills. We did do some incremental work on prescription drugs. We did implement in Senate Bill 10 some of the provisions in regards to the insurance company affordability. But the capping of our medical doctor fees and hospitals failed because obviously it impacted two significant players in the healthcare delivery game. But we're looking for real solutions. But it comes from really hard decisions, Melissa.
Well, and so you actually outline a couple of things there. We're talking to State Senator Tony Huang, who happens to be the ranking Republican leader on the Insurance and Real Estate Committee. And I'm glad that you outlined that this isn't just a one entity thing, because it is. I always use this analogy, and I think it's the most helpful, envision when you see that picture of the three Spider-Men all pointing at each other. And that's exactly what I always picture when I look at insurance companies, hospital systems, and prescription drugs, because they all play a part in why price hikes and things like that are happening. They all kind of are connected to each other. But you did answer the question, which I was going to ask, is what if anything, could we do at the state level? And it sounds like maybe some things happened on a provisional level, but not enough to really bring at least these hikes down. I'm curious, Senator Huang, how many policyholders will be impacted by these increases if, in fact, they happen?
We're looking at approximately 224,000 policyholders, which includes over 158,000 individual policyholders. They're simply unaffordable and just challenging. I'm going to throw another wrinkle that is going to put incredible uncertainty and burn to this whole provision that we're talking about, the double-digit numbers you're talking about. We're also facing a perfect storm where the federal subsidies are in limbo. Through the federal budget process that's going on right now, insurers are threatening either to pull out, because if the federal affordable care subsidies that are renewed to support entities and cost-sharing provisions, so those are two big, important federal funding mechanisms that supplement and offset the cost of true health insurance in our state, we could potentially see 4 to 7% more increase if we see the federal budget cuts in the cost sharing, as well as the Affordable Care Act subsidies. That's another real big problem that has not been noted. And I want to share that is we're looking at even higher numbers if some of the provisions of the federal budget is passed as is right now. And so I don't want to add doom to the day, but definitely it's a perfect storm that is an incredibly untenable prospect.
So, Senator Huang, I want to end by saying, what can people do then? So you're hearing about this, and usually, if I remember correctly, the insurance committee, I believe, like they have to go in front of obviously other people and make this decision. It usually happens in the summertime. But what can people do between now and then to hopefully stop this from happening?
Absolutely. For the past number of years, I have formally asked the insurance commissioner, Commissioner Mays, who is a very, very good man, and I asked, instead of holding the meeting in the middle of August at the insurance department office, I have asked for the past number of years, and he has accommodated, and he will do so this year as well. We will have a public hearing at the state capitol, full of transparency and accountability, and he will afford opportunities for legislators like myself, the attorney general, the healthcare advocate, the Office of Health Strategies, to be able to question and challenge some of the requests and rate increases, but also to really kind of understand what we have to do better. And, and I'm going to leave this in the positive, in the sense that we understand the problem. It's staring us right in the face. But as I mentioned, in leading on these three bills led by Governor Lamont's office, that we need to all step up and challenge the institutional basis of these costs and move forward to lower cost, to have better control, and while maintaining the same quality of healthcare service delivery. It's really important.
Yeah.
We can't sacrifice cost
No.
for healthcare and quality, but I believe we can obtain both. if we do it right. So and it's something that it's a commitment of mine.
So really quick, Senator Wong, when will that public hearing be? Or do not know yet. You'll keep us posted.
It will probably be the August, but they are starting to take in testimony.
Okay.
If people want to send their perspectives and input, they can go to my website and post and send that to me. I will hand deliver it to the insurance department so their voices can be heard. They can go visit Senator Huang, HWANG.com, and send that letter to me. I will hand deliver it to the insurance department.
We appreciate it. And Senator Wong, definitely keep us posted. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.